Thanks for listening to the RCF podcast. I'm here with Alice today, and we're talking about something that everyone deals with, something that seems to be plaguing people in our day. And the issue is loneliness. Many people might attribute it to COVID because it seemed to really rear its ugly head during that season. But studies that were done prior to COVID show that loneliness was already an issue. COVID may have made it more obvious, but the problem was already there. It's a human problem as old as time. So let's talk about loneliness. Our aim for this episode is that we will be able to bring some hope and encouragement to you if you're struggling with loneliness. But for those of you who perhaps are not struggling with loneliness right now, I hope this episode will help you guard against that, and also to help some of your friends or family that are dealing with it. So the first question is, what do we usually see as the solution when we're lonely? How do we try to address it?
Some common things that we do is we try to escape, or we try to numb the loneliness with distractions. We may try to keep ourselves distracted with academics or work or video games or even substances. So sometimes you see alcohol or drug abuse coming out as a result of not knowing how to deal with loneliness. I think another big one is relationships, whether that's marriage, dating, or even just looking for someone to be with. And that can definitely lead to unhealthy relationships because you're just trying to not be lonely anymore, and you're not necessarily being discerning of who you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, so you make some unwise decisions. You get in a relationship that you know isn't good. It isn't godly, but you're weighing the option and say, well, I'd rather not be lonely.
Right, so you compromise.
Yeah, and that just leads to further problems. I think we've all been there, or at least know of someone close to us in whose life we've seen this play out. But what should we do?
In terms of the solution, we want to turn to God first.
So the question is, does God help us? Where is God in our loneliness?
We can definitely look to Scripture to see the promises that God has made to be with us. It helps us to know that when we're lonely, it's not because He's gone anywhere. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
And loneliness can be one of those times where it feels like the valley of the shadow of death.
Absolutely.
And in Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus gives the Great Commission, Jesus was leaving. He was about to ascend into heaven, and yet he tells his disciples, "I will be with you to the end of the age." We may not have his physical presence, but he promised that he would be with us, and we can be assured that he's holding true to that promise. So I think that promise of God's presence is really important for us to remember when we're lonely.
And don't forget about Psalm 139, particularly verses 7 through 12, that starts off with, "Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?" And then he goes on to talk about, there's nowhere I can go, that God's not there. And I think that's a really helpful passage to meditate on, especially when you're feeling lonely.
Yeah, we certainly want to emphasize that God hasn't gone anywhere. He said he is with us, so what's the problem? Why are we lonely? Well, if you read throughout all of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, we see that mankind's main problem is our own sin. The book of Isaiah points this out in chapter 59. There's a phrase in there, it says, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and God." And that's exactly what happens with sin, isn't it? God hasn't gone anywhere, we have. And so I think one of the things that we want to bring up here is, if you are not a believer in Christ, if you're not a Christian, then here's the main issue. You have, by your own sin, brought separation between you and God. And that would certainly cause you to feel lonely if you're not in a right relationship with the Creator God.
Even as believers, when we feel that loneliness and we don't turn to God, when we turn to those other solutions that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, those things can be sinful, or they can lead to sin. And as a Christian, while it doesn't separate us eternally from God, that does create a barrier between us and God. It does hinder our relationship with God, and that can make us feel even lonelier, which shows us that those temporary solutions are not ultimately going to help us.
Right. Sin is the problem at the root of it. But we also understand that the solution was brought to us in Christ. Jesus came to restore our relationship with God.
Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace."
So Christ has provided the way. The sin that has brought separation between us and God, that problem is solved in Christ.
If we have this relationship with God through Christ, why do we as Christians sometimes still get lonely?
The first issue that comes up is our own self-focus. We focus so much on our own lives that we kind of lose sight of everything else, and certainly our relationship with God. I mean, if you think about the times when you are most lonely, are those the times when your eyes are on God, when you're really focused on Him? You're really intensely spending time in His Word and in prayer and in praise?
I would say no.
Right, because those aren't the times when we feel lonely. I think the self-focus is probably one of the big underlying issues, and this comes up with a lot of the issues that we bring up because our culture tells us to focus on ourselves. All this focus on self-care and therapy, it's gone to the extreme where we just have such an inward focus, a focus on ourselves. And so it's no wonder that we're lonely because we're the center of our universe in our own eyes, and it's not meant to be that way. We need to take to heart Psalm 46:10 to be still and know that He is God.
Another reason why we get lonely can be because we're not finding our contentment in God. We're not recognizing that He is enough. We think that we need something more. We need a relationship, or we need something other than just Him.
Or we think that we are enough.
And guess what? We're not.
Then we find ourselves lonely.
Right, yes.
So all of this points to we take the focus off God, but we just started with some of these great promises of God, where He says in Psalm 23 and Matthew 28 and Psalm 139, He said that He is with us. All of those great promises remind us of that truth. But the problem is, when we're focused on ourselves, when we're not finding our contentment in God, then we typically have forgotten His promises, or we don't trust Him. So do we really believe that He is with us always? If we don't, the problem there is that we don't trust what God has said in His Word. We forget His promises, or we don't believe them.
So then what should we do if we find ourselves in that situation?
That's a great question. And we know the problem. We know the solution is ultimately in Christ. But if we're looking for practically how do we grab hold of that solution, how do we live in light of the gospel? Well, the gospel points us to our need to repent of our sin. So if we've taken our eyes off of God, if we've been focused primarily on ourselves, and we're not trusting in God, we're not believing in Him or any of those things, the solution is repentance, to look to Christ. If we're going to repent, we've got to turn away from that sin. We don't just keep going in the same direction and expect things to change. If we've neglected our God, if we aren't trusting in Him, if we aren't believing Him, if we're focused on ourselves, then turning away from that direction and turning to Christ, that's our answer.
I agree, yes. And I'm reminded of James 4:8 that says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." So that's pretty clear. It's twofold. You draw near to God, you're very intentional in your repentance, and then you cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. Now, obviously, it's Christ who makes us clean and pure, but what James is showing us there is that we don't stay in our sin. Repentance is recognizing what He has done and turning away from that sin.
What does repentance look like in this situation? Whatever is leading to that loneliness, those sinful attitudes and behaviors, we need to turn away from that. I think this verse in James is really helpful because he points out the double-mindedness. Double-mindedness is perhaps on one hand, we're going to church, maybe reading our Bible, even saying that we trust God. But then on the other hand, we're not believing Him. We're not trusting Him with this part of our life. That's double-mindedness. We're trying to live both at the same time, and we can't do that. We need a single-minded devotion focused on the Lord, not divided between Him and us.
One thing to note is that we don't have a verse in the Bible that tells us that loneliness in and of itself is a sin. But loneliness can be a result of sin, and loneliness can lead us to make sinful choices. So when we talk about repentance, I want to make sure that we're clear on that.
I don't think we can point to a Bible verse that says, "Do not be lonely." We really don't find that term loneliness being used much in Scripture. But one place we do find it is in Psalm 25. David writes in verse 16, "I am lonely and afflicted." We don't have time to go through the whole psalm on this podcast, but I would encourage you to read all of it on your own. I just want to quickly point out that while David felt lonely, where did that lead him? It led him to God. It led him to repentance. Look at this psalm, Psalm 25, verse 11. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Or look at verse 18. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. This is what we're saying. Those feelings of loneliness should not drive us further inward. They should humble us and remind us that we need God. Even in verse 1 of that psalm, David begins the psalm with, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust." That's exactly where we need to be. The feeling of loneliness in and of itself may not be a sin, but it's not a good thing. And we know that God doesn't desire for us to stay there.
And we have to ask, has my sin brought me to this place of loneliness? Perhaps that's what we need to repent of. Or have I responded sinfully to a lonely situation? That could also be something that requires repentance.
Repentance is, I think, a good and necessary first step for us. But secondly, I think another thing that would be really helpful is to give thanks and praise to God.
That's definitely not our first instinct when we're feeling lonely. It's not our first inclination.
Look at all the Psalms and how many Psalms talk about giving praise and thanksgiving to God. Back in Psalm 25, David praises God despite his circumstances. He praises God for his salvation, for his goodness, for his faithfulness, and steadfast love. Even in the book of Philippians is really helpful for this subject.
Yes, so very good.
In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, where he tells us not to be anxious about anything, what is the solution? Well, one part of it is giving thanks to God. That helps us with our anxiety, which he's talking about there. And I would say it should also help us with our loneliness as well. Because if we have our focus on God, if we're giving thanks to him, are we going to be focused on our feeling of loneliness?
No, of course not. Another thing that we can do is that we can embrace God's promises. We can believe him when he tells us that he is with us. We trust him. Again, Philippians is just such a helpful book. Philippians 4, verse 19 says, God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do we really believe that? Do we believe that God will supply every need of ours?
That's what we were talking about with relationships, where if we say, yes, I believe God, but yet when I'm lonely, I say, I'd rather be in a relationship that I shouldn't be in just because I'd rather be in a relationship that's not great as opposed to being lonely. Well, are we believing God? Are we believing that he is enough? And are we believing that he will supply our every need? Can you see how these questions help us get below the surface of our loneliness and get to the heart of what's going on? Let me give you one more example from Philippians that I think is really good, really helpful for this context in terms of responding to loneliness. Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. And this is where he goes on in verse 13 to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is what he's talking about. Paul was in jail. Things weren't going well, as we would see it in an earthly sense. He could have been someone to say, I'm lonely. I'm in jail. I'm in a bad situation.
Or God's not supplying my every need in this moment.
Right. But instead, he believed God. And I think it's important there with the contentment that he says, not only that he's content in whatever situation, but he says, I have learned to do this. So this is not something that just happened to him. It wasn't that Paul just magically became content. He learned to be content. And I think in our loneliness, that's something that we need to learn, to be content in the Lord, not just to say, well, I don't feel that way now. Okay, well, can you get there? Yeah, as we pointed out in the verse from James, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So are you spending time getting to know God better? Are you believing his promises? Are you giving thanks to him? Are you repenting of sinful attitudes and behaviors in your life? And are you learning to be content? Those are helpful things. I think they can help us walk through this in a healthier way.
One question I hear brought up a lot in this context is, what about when God said that it's not good for man to be alone in Genesis 2, verse 18?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And my first response to that would be, you're not Adam, right? You're not the only person in the entire world. That was Adam's situation. And secondly, I would say, remember, God is with us. What did Jesus call the Holy Spirit? Look at John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus said this, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." The Holy Spirit is our helper. So no, you are not meant to be alone, and God has not left you alone. But that's not all. And actually, this leads us to our next piece. So first and foremost, we want to focus on our relationship with God, but our gracious God has designed it so that we're not alone as humans. If we're feeling lonely or we want to guard against loneliness, while the first issue may be our relationship with God, we also need to realize how the problem is compounded because of our relationship with other people. Our sin that we've talked about, it gets in the way of our relationships with one another. We are meant to be in community. We're meant to have fellowship. But because of our pride, again, that self-focus, that selfishness that comes in, we tend to put ourselves first. Pride, I think, is one of the biggest issues that gets in the way of those relationships. We don't treat other people as we should. We can tend to push other people away because we don't treat them as God calls us to treat them. And so we push them away and then we feel lonely. We can even, in our selfishness, expect others to serve us instead of serving them. That's what the Bible talks about, that we're supposed to be servants and serve one another, help each other. But instead of doing that, we can end up being selfish. We can also depend too heavily on others. We can become dependent on other people in unhealthy ways, basically expecting them to fill a void that they aren't meant to fill, that ultimately God is meant to fill. Again, that's another thing that could push people away. We feel lonely because other people aren't giving us what we think we need. We can even have fear. So a lot of times our loneliness comes from our own fears, our fear of man, fear of what other people will think of us, or fear of rejection. And that can lead us to withdraw. I think this is a pride issue. In our self-focus, we can become so absorbed in how we feel and our circumstances, our situations, that we withdraw from other people, not caring about or thinking about what's going on in their lives. So when we go down that path, relationships are damaged, and loneliness is one result.
The gospel really helps us to change the way that we respond to loneliness because we first and foremost look to Christ, but then in light of what he has done for us, we put others ahead of ourselves. And so I think of Philippians 1, when Paul was in prison, he could have been down and out because of his situation, but instead he opens his letter to the Philippians by talking about how grateful he is, how much he's praying for the church in Philippi, which is pretty amazing that that's his response. He's praying and giving thanksgiving and praise to God. But then he even goes on to say, "The situation that I'm in has actually served to further the gospel, and this is a great thing."
He knows that the Philippian church might have been discouraged about his situation, and yet he's saying, "Hey guys, be encouraged, because my situation, I'm in prison, but the gospel is going forward. God's purposes are being accomplished." I think that's a great outlook to have.
Absolutely. And two, if God has changed our hearts through salvation, and if we're a Christian, then he has changed our hearts, then the way we treat each other should look differently. And so there are several verses that come to mind. Obviously, the golden rule, we find that in Luke 6:31, treat others how you want to be treated. But also, Romans 12, verses 9 through 16 is a whole list of instructions, which starts off with, "Let love be genuine." And so we should be genuinely loving our fellow brothers and sisters. I know that when you're lonely, it's really easy to fake that, and then you end up being manipulative, and that's not helpful at all. That actually just makes the problem worse. But let your love be genuine for other people.
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 are a couple of verses that many of us have memorized. And he says there, "Don't neglect meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing." In other words, don't isolate yourself, which, as we've said, that's one of our tendencies. In our loneliness, we only make the problem worse because we isolate ourselves from the very people that we should be around, our fellow Christians who can encourage us and who we are intended to encourage as well. We isolate ourselves, and then that just makes the problem worse.
Colossians 3:12 through 16 starts off with, Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. It goes on to talk about forgiving one another.
Do we do that when we're lonely?
Not naturally, no. But can we through Christ? Absolutely. He gives us the ability, even if we don't feel like doing those things, we can do those things because of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." So don't put yourself first, put others first. This takes humility, which we can only have in Christ.
To recap, we said first and foremost, it's our relationship with God that we want to look to. So if you're struggling with loneliness, let that be the alarm bell for you to stop and ask, why am I feeling this way? If it's because you've got sin in your life, and maybe it's the sin of you've gotten distracted by the things of the world, or you've been walking away from God, or just being careless and not cultivating that relationship with God as you're supposed to do, you're not abiding in Christ, as John 14 talks about. If that's the case, then repent of that. Turn from your sin. Put the focus back where it needs to be, ultimately on Christ and the gospel. Give thanks to God. Give praise to God. Remember who He is, what He's done, and believe His promises. Read the scripture. Recognize what He's told you, that He is with you. You can trust Him in that promise. And then learn to be content. Even if you're not around people 24/7, learn to have that peace and quiet and be content when it's just you and God alone. But then also, for practical application, recognize the importance of other people in your life, especially other Christians. Recognize that they are there to encourage you and to help you in your walk with the Lord. But you are also there to do the same thing for them. So don't just be a taker in those relationships. Look for how you can serve and build up each other as Christians.
We do want to caution you, though, because sometimes when we serve other people and seek to do these things for them, sometimes that could actually be a mask for the problem if we're not doing it out of a right relationship with God. So ultimately, other people are not the answer to your loneliness.
Yes, please hear that. And here's the difference between self-help and the gospel. Self-help just says, you're lonely. Well, get in community. That'll solve the problem. Or, you're lonely. Try serving other people. You'll feel better. We unfortunately hear this kind of stuff from churches and ministries, but this kind of advice, isolated from the gospel, does not solve your problem. Community is not the answer. You will eventually find yourself at some point in a crowd or even in a relationship, yet still feeling completely alone.
Or, as we talked about, you end up manipulating people, trying to get them to fulfill that need in you that they can't.
And the flip side of this problem is that we can claim to be focusing on God, yet neglecting the very people that God has put around us to help us and to encourage us. We aren't meant to be alone. If we're feeling lonely and we're isolating ourselves, yes, you want to focus on your relationship with God first and foremost, but don't let that be an excuse for isolating yourself from true community. Well, Alice, I think that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for being on the podcast. And thank you all for listening to the RCF podcast. You can find more information on Rhodey Christian Fellowship at rhodeyfellowship.com or on our Instagram page at rhodeyfellowship.